Welcome back. It is Hard Factor on Nigeria in Food Herring Podhaka, the number one talk station. I'm Dayo. Let's talk. 9 minutes gone past 5 o'clock and discussions are on right now. You're welcome to join in. Remember, we're live on facebook.com/ Nigeria Info PH. That we are. We're also live on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. Do join the conversation. And next up, we're discussing the situation in Rumekpe in Emohua local government area. Pardon me just a moment while I whip up the news item from our bulletin earlier on containing the matter to be discussed in this hour. Okay, all right. Here we go with that. Chairman of Emohua local government area, Chidi Lloyd, says the death toll from last Friday's fire explosion in Rumekpe community has risen to 20. Dr. Lloyd told our correspondent that those with burns are still receiving treatment at the hospital.
Absolutely. The death toll increased 15 to about 20 now, because some of those who had burns had first degree burns. Some died while on arrival at the hospital. So the death toll is about 20. I don't know who is taking care of them. I will not devote my scarce resource in going to treat those who were burnt while committing crime. I will not do that. Like the lawyers will say, voluntary non-fit injury. If you volunteer yourself, whatever you find, you are responsible.
The Emohua Council boasts also said that some youths have vandalized another section of the pipeline to scoop crude oil.
Eventually, Shell came and clamped the place, put up the fire, and I hear they are carrying out remedial works in order to stop the flow of crude from the pipeline, which means they don't clamp it. But regrettably, some disgruntled youths of the community have gone ahead to start digging another area with a view to scooping crude from place. I have used every opportunity available to me to dissuade my people from that unwholesome. I have told them that you don't dig a hole to cover another hole. Agreed that the economy is biting, but destroying critical infrastructure in our locality will not bring about the desired change.
As you may know, many persons were burned to death following a pipeline explosion in Rumekpe community in the Emohua local government area of Rivers State. The police said preliminary investigation indicates that the victims were scooping crude oil when the site caught fire. CDC chairman of Rumekpe community, Chukwudi Ibe, has dissociated the community from the illegal oil activity. I mentioned at the start of the show today, while giving you a preview of what's to be discussed today, that I'll be joined by Dr. Chidi Lloyd, Chairman, Emohua Local Government Area, for this conversation. However, all efforts have reached him are not successful. I doubt my guests will be joining the conversation, but we'll see how it goes. But the conversation continues nonetheless. So I'm asking you, how do we put a stop to this? How do we put an end to the vandalism of oil and gas installations, pipelines? How do we put an end to it? How do we put an end to this illegal trade? I mean, for all the arguments that have been put up for this illegal trade, the negatives abound. I mean, for one thing, we are killing ourselves. I mean, before we go to the literal killing, we are killing ourselves, or the immediate killing that's happened in this case, quite sadly. We are gently killing ourselves as well. We're destroying the environment. We're destroying the fauna and the fauna. We're destroying water sources. We're destroying our soil. We're destroying our farmlands. We're poisoning our food, our water, the air. Killing ourselves slowly. And then besides killing ourselves slowly, we're also killing ourselves immediately as well. Now, this was on the news earlier on today, I believe the 3 p.m. bulletin, Rivers Today. Where is that again? Here it is. A trader at the oil mill market, Rumo Crucio Biakbo, says last weekend's fire outbreak in the market was caused by an explosion in one of the shops where illegally refined petroleum products, also known as coal-fire, were stored. And this trader spoke with our correspondent. Here's what some of what the trader had to say on that.
a bonfire. Women, they pack it. It's all in me. Me, I don't know. I hear from people, Matt. I don't ever even see for eye.
Now, also, some of the traders appealed for help from government and other individuals and organizations.
We then just call us for us, say, make we consider our garri don't burn finish. Fire was too much. We then beg and I wait that government will come help us because all this market, we buy credit.
When I reach everything don't burn down, I they plead, make government help us to rescue us so that we'll clear some debt. I beg, and we then beg them.
I they sell food items. My oil way burn, there are 5 rubbers of oil. 105,000. I know if you add the goosey and the other things. But the one way pay me pass, be say, as in the right name, where they go, carry go government. They no congre write my own name.
I lose my, all my salon equipment. Some has been stolen by people and some bomb.
Who will give me again? Am I going to sell myself or my children? I am begging people. May they help me. Help me if I can remove the load that is on my head. That is what is spending me. The money that is not on my own.
It's very sad what's happened at the oil mill market and to these traders. But somewhere or another, all of this came about because of the illegal trade, because some persons went to a pipeline, they broke into it, illegally of course, they scooped petrol from there. Besides all the disaster they brought into that community where they did this, destroying the soil, destroying aqua life, destroying the air, all of that. And then the process of refining this product, which destroys the environment as well, destroys the air, poisons food, poisons water sources. Then they took it to this market to store it. Do they sell? Is that something we sell in the markets now? Illegally refined products? We sell them in the open markets now? That's remarkable, really. And then there was a fire outbreak. And people lost their livelihoods. Some people have lost everything. Literally everything. Now, in the Rumekpe community, in MOR, local government area, people didn't just lose property. People lost their lives. According to the local government chairman, Dr. Chidi Lloyd, the death toll has risen to 20 now. I imagine there are several others on hospital beds. And even as that's going on, reportedly, some persons have dug another one. They've dug into another spot along the same pipeline. Whilst we're still counting the dead, and counting the injured. We're not done with this yet. Some persons have gone to dig another one. How do we deal with this? How do we put an end to this? Let's talk about this for a bit. Lines are open. Call 070-093-093. That's 070-093-093. We're live on facebook.com/NigeriaInfoPH. We're live on Twitter as well. At Nigeria Info PhD. Do you foresee an end in sight to this horrible, horrible menace indeed? And some people say that they're taking what belongs, and you're killing people. That's what's happening. We're killing, and even those who claim to be making money off this are killing themselves as well. Hello, Hard Factor, welcome. Go ahead. Once again, 070-093-093 is the number. Hard Factor. A reminder, you can also join via facebook.com/NigeriaInfoPH. We're streaming live there. Also, via Twitter, at NigeriaInfoPH. How do we put an end to this illegal trade, vandalism or vandalization of oil and gas installations? Hello, you're welcome. Please go on.
Yeah, good evening, Dario.
All right, go ahead.
Yes, I'm Jerry calling from Azoba. Well, concerning the outbreak of fire that happened in MOR, perhaps that can be tied down to negligence on one side. That can also be tied down to lack of employment on the other side. Greater percentage of lack of employment, because if those youth are gainfully employed and are working, definitely they would not sought to engage in that.
So but everybody, so the only reason
is something that is really.
So the only reason people engage in crime is because they don't have jobs.
That's a greater reason. That's
okay,
one of
okay.
The biggest reason why.
Okay. How about because, those countries?
Yeah.
How about those? So if that's a main reason, why do we still have crime even in those countries that have an extremely high employment rate? Why is there still crime in those countries?
Sorry, come again. I didn't get that.
If we excuse people breaking pipelines, stealing crude oil, killing people, killing themselves, and we say the reason is because they don't have jobs, why is it that in those countries where they have very high employment rates, they still have crime there?
Perhaps those in Nigeria, it's a very, the percentage is more. But in those countries, we could say there's a proclivity for that. You understand what I'm saying?
I literally don't understand anything you just said right now. Really, I thought I was paying attention, but I didn't understand. I really didn't understand what he just said. I mean, he used some nice words like proclivity, but I really didn't understand what he was saying. Hello, you're welcome. Please go on.
Hello, good evening.
All right, go ahead.
That is a compliment here.
Go ahead, please.
My heart goes out to the family of those that lost their life and casualty of this sad incident. This thing is taking place in a community, in a village. And there are chiefs, there are also elders in those villages. You can tackle this. And I know of a community in this state. I don't want to call
name. Call the name, please. Please call the name of the community.
I don't want to call name. In fact, it's a popular place in this state. The community leaders and the chiefs say, we don't want this thing in this community again. And they put an end to it. That you can go and verify. You can't find concrete and such activity in that community.
Well, how can I verify what you are saying when you will not mention the name of the community? How will I verify what you're saying?
If you want me to call Nemogu, you can't. There's nothing like Bunkri again in that community. But there was a time, it used to be the order of the Bas. I speak today, they don't do such again in that community. It was the chief and the elders that said, no, this thing is not going to take place again. And they put a complete end to it. So it's just a matter of the chief and the community, the elders and what have you, coming together and say, we don't want this anymore in our community. And it will stop.
So, traditional rulers are very much a part of what's going on. Okay, I think that's what he was saying anyways. But really, I did think about it, and I wish the chairman were here. I was going to ask him a couple of questions. I mean, one of which is, how does a crime on this scale happen? And somehow nobody seems to know until there's a huge fire outbreak and people die. Hello, you're welcome.
Hello, good evening.
You've got 45 seconds, go ahead.
Yeah, my name is Fega.
Go ahead.
Okay, I think it's a turmoil disturbing in this rural area concerning this coal fire thing. I think the government is really not taking the necessary measures in coping the issues. Now, if for instance, I heard about the last say that said that the chiefs and the other community knew about the thing.
I'm sorry, your 45 seconds are up, plus I can't even hear you clearly. I have to go for commercial break now. Headlines 5:30 p.m. Discussions continue afterwards. Do please stay with us. Welcome back to the Hard Factor Nigeria Info, your number one talk station. I'm Dai. We've got 27 minutes to go before 6. The major news is up at 6 p.m. However, the matter continues. Chairman of MOHA Local Government Area, Chidi Lloyd, says the death toll from last Friday's fire explosion in Rumepe community has risen to 20. Dr. Lloyd told our correspondent, those with burnt are still receiving treatment at the hospital. He also said that some youths have vandalized another section of the pipeline to scoop crude oil.
Eventually, Shell came and climbed to the place, put out the fire, and I hear they are carrying out remedial works in order to stop the flow of crude from the pipeline, which means they've done clamping. But regrettably, some disgruntled youths of the community have gone ahead to start digging another area with a view to scooping crude from place. I have used every opportunity available to me to dissuade my people from that unwholesome. I have told them that you don't dig a hole to cover another hole. Agreed that the economy is biting, but destroying critical infrastructure in our locality will not bring about the desired change.
Let's talk about how we need to stop, how we can stop, what we need to do to stop the vandalization of oil and gas installations, pipelines in our country. Because, I mean, whatever the argument is, you know, we don't have jobs, we're taking our oil. I mean, the oil is killing you. That's what it's doing. That's exactly what's happening. You know, traders at oil mill market right now don't know what to do. Many of them have no idea what's going to happen to them going forward. And the reason they don't is because there was a fire that engulfed the market and destroyed their livelihoods, destroyed their wares. And reportedly, illegally refined products kept at the oil mill market is what led to this fire outbreak. In Rumepe as well, 20 persons at least are reported to have died. And as we're still dealing with that, some people have gone to dig another one. What do we do to stop this? Lines up and call 070-093-093. We're live on facebook.com/Nigerian4PH. We're live on Twitter at Nigerian4PH. Via Facebook, Ajigunduhu goes, most of these chairmen are not telling the public the whole truth. The chairman should tell us the truth. Ajigu, could you add to that? What truth exactly are you referring to? Hello, Heart Factor. Welcome. Please go on.
Hello, Bayo.
Hi, go ahead.
Good evening. Yes, thank you very much. This is Fred Michael from Nkoro. You know, we blame those people that lost their life, and we also blame the government. Why we say we should blame the government is that the government is not providing jobs for the youth, especially the local government areas. Local governments are not working again. Everywhere is quiet. It's only man no man is working in local government. Before the past administration, right on the Betu Kamechi, you don't see all these things in local government areas. This blue fire issue was not going on in River State, particularly, which is, you know. This very government, I don't know why, I won't beg on the president before he passed out. He should sign local government autonomy so that money will be flowing in local government. They will
I don't know if we can do a measurement of what happened in the last government and this one. However, this administration, you could argue it did it late, but eventually the River State governor, one could say, has done quite a bit as well to stop the issue of poor fire in River State.
Not to stop. It's to provide jobs for the youth. If they can be paying the youth at least 50,000 naira every month, each local government, as they are paying Niger Delta youth. Violent on violent youth. We are not taking violence. We are peaceful youth.
So you are one of them. So you are one of them.
We are not violent people.
So you are one of them. You are one of them. You must listen to what I'm asking you. Are you one of them?
I'm not a violent youth.
Listen to my question. Be calm. Yes. You're one of the poor fire people.
I'm not doing poor fire. I'm into business.
Which business are you into?
I'm doing business.
What business are you into?
Fashion and designing. I'm selling materials, clothes, unisex. I'm into.
So when you say we are, what do you mean by we are? Why are you identifying yourself with that?
I'm talking of the youth. Some of the youth don't have something doing. They don't have something doing. So the government should help them. At least each youth should be paying 50,000 every month, as they are paying Niger Delta youth, the amnesty youth. They should also pay other youth. So there will be peace. They will not be violating all those oil pipelines.
So you believe that if all the youths in River State, according to you, are being paid 50,000 naira each, nobody will break into nobody. Yes. Can you just take the time to listen to the question I'm asking you for crying out loud?
Yes.
So you're saying that if the youths are paid 50,000 naira each, nobody will break into pipelines again?
Nobody, I'm telling the truth.
Okay, so why is it that in those countries where they have social service, what's what I'm looking for right now? Where they pay them, basically, where they pay them some amounts monthly, why is it that even in those countries, that you have unemployment benefits, you have disability benefits? In other words, what I'm saying is if you're unemployed in those countries, the government pays you something every month. If you have a disability, they pay you something every month. Even in those countries, you still have crime. Why?
But at least it will limit a little. But
no. You have crime still. Why should there be crime when government is paying you?
The crime will not be much.
Who told you the crime is not much? Who told you the crime is not much?
It's not the mosque. My brother, I'm telling you the truth.
Which truth? Which truth are you telling me?
I'm telling you the gospel truth.
No, the gospel the gospel version is the one you're telling me.
Yes.
Okay.
Let's say university to work at least 50 each youth a month. There will be peace in university. That will, all this nonsense will stop.
So you're saying that in the last administration, the Amechi tenure, that we didn't have profile like this then. So I want to ask you a question.
Like
so hold on, just will you calm down a moment, please? Now, was the Amechi administration paying all the youths in River State 50,000 naira?
At least, you know, the people benefit. The local government are working that time.
Was the Amechi administration paying all the youths in River State 50,000 naira?
But there's work going on.
I will ask you the question one last time. Government. Was the Amechi administration paying the youths 50,000 naira?
They are not paying it, but at least there was development, there was a little job going on. There was no profile in River State that time. But this very government is only between themselves. Man, no man government. You don't like it.
All right. Your thoughts are noted. We got 20 to go before 6 p.m. Still 070-093-093. Via Facebook, Ferdinand Wood goes down. Good evening. Anyhow you look at it, you will still blame the government. What's the program this government has for youths for almost 8 years? Bursary for the students? No way. Create enabling environment for the youth to strive? No way. Hello, you're welcome. Hi, go ahead.
I'm Isaac calling from Nigeria.
Go ahead, Isaac.
In other Western countries where they have patterns, it's not like that. They are well protected with electronic device that show any penetration of the pipeline. There's something that dictates that something's about to happen on it. But it's not like that in Nigeria. It's not like when you have a house and you do not put the dog in, you don't even lock the door and somebody enter your house and see something. Let's say 80% you contribute for that person to stay at home. So the government are also encouraging the people to vandalize their pipeline. If their property, they need to protect it loud and clear. Then another thing is the youth. I know a community that this vandalization was going on until the MNPC. They engaged the youth. They engaged the youth president, the youth leader. And as I'm telling you now, there's nothing like vandalization again. So if they can do that, any other community, I believe that this thing will become something of progression.
All right, via Twitter, I thank Rotegu on Twitter. Our community leaders cannot tell me that they are not aware of the illegal refining profile going on in Rumekpe. Some of the security agencies are the ones sponsoring the youths in this illegal refining profile business.